The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We discussed in the previous shir the fact that an Eved, he's mechuyev b'mitzvus on the one hand, but he's a goy. On the one hand, he has a mitzvus of being a goy, on the other hand, he has a mitzvus of being mechuyev in mitzvus. Where to put him in this contextual framework? Is he a Yid? Is he a Goy? Is the point to take a Goy and turn him into a Yid? Is the point that he becomes a Yid, but he's only a Chatzi Yid? What exactly is the halachic definition? We discussed some of the deeper meaning behind Avdus, and what it does for a human being, this institution of Avdus. Let's go back to the halacha context. The Rambam, in Perek Yud Gimel Miyisuri Bia, that's where he talks about the dinim of Gerus. He talks about the Gerus of an Eved. Eved also goes to a Gerus. When he is turned into an Eved, a Yisrael either captures a Goy or he buys a Goy on the slave market. So he has to turn him into a Yid. Let's remember, it's a very interesting halacha, that if he has an Eved, and the Eved became his, and he wasn't mal the Eved has to be a Nimoel. The same way we talk by a bris of choisim ois bris koidesh, there's a kedusha that's put into the goy by having him go through the mila process. That the same way, if a person is not mal his children, he's considered an oral. Where is he considered an oral? The gabi korban pesach. Korban pesach cannot be eaten or brought by an oral. An oral is possible to korban pesach. His arelus, his children's arelus, umilas avodot. It's a shocking halacha. What does it tell us? It tells us that the context of a person's world is also those who he influences. And if an Eved comes under his sphere, under his dominion, under his sphere of influence, and that Eved belongs in his world as a gemalta, as a mol, as a nimol, not as an oral, then the arelus that exists in his dominion is an arelus that he has. He's considered, halakhically, he's an oral, l'gabi korban pesach. So it's an eye-opening halakha, this halakha. So what exactly is the state of an Eved? Is he a Yid? Is he only do mitzvahs because he's connected to his Rav? So over there, where the Rambam talks about the Gerus, in Perek Yud Gimel Yisur Bia, where the Rambam talks about the Gerus of Avodim, the Rav Amagid brings down a very interesting, the Ramban brings down a very interesting discussion. When the Eved is Toval, the Eved also has to go through Tefillah because there's a Chatzi Gerus over here going on when he becomes an Eved to Yisrael, he becomes Mechuyev B'mitzvus Ki Isho. The halacha is that he's Toival. The question is, whose Tefillah is that? So the Tur in Reish Tam Zayin, sorry, the Rav Amagid over there in Perek Yud Gimel Yisur Bia, brings down the discussion that Ramban brought from the Rav Al Barzalon. The Rav Al Barzaloni was one of the earliest Rishonim who lived Korev, and he had access to the writings of the Goyim. A lot of times the Rav Al Barzaloni is brought down as a mirror into the Shittis of the Goyim by the Rishonim. He's brought many places. The Rav Al Barzaloni says that when the Eved was Toivel, whereas a Ger makes a Bracha, he goes down, he's Toivel, now he's a Yid, and he's being Oisik in the mitzvah of Tvila, he makes a Bracha Shekhi Dishon, the same way a woman who goes to the mikvah makes a Bracha Shekhi Dishon, and says of Tzivonu, Ala Tvila, Al Tvila's Ger. Who makes the bracha by the Eved? The Rav Al Barzaloni says that the Rav makes the Eved. It's the Rav's tefillah, so to speak. Same way we said that the arelus of the Eved exhibits itself, that the Rav, that the Odin is called an oral, so too the tefillah is the tefillah of the Rav. There's something of the Odin which is now undergoing Gerus. There's something here in his dominion, in his possession, which is now becoming Nichnas into Kedushas Yisrael. The Ramban rejects this opinion. He says, no, he says, the Eved is being Tovah. L'chor, what's the machloket? Do we look at the Eved as the Eved becoming a Yid, or we say, no, the Eved is Kishalatzme as a Goy. The Odin now has episodic of something being tachas in his dominion. That means the din of the Eved is because he's part of the Rav, but not that he himself has a status of an Eved. Where does this shita come from? The grip, monumental saver, the grip of Rasag brings a shita of the Goyim, brings writings of the Goyim. Rav Natrinoi Goyim held that way. Rav Natrinoi Goyim is one of the earlier Goyim, and he says something that's shocking in the context of our sugya. He said, if an Eved runs away from his Odoin, and let's say he runs away from his Odoin, he escapes, He's an Eved in Eretz Yisrael. He escapes over the border into Syria, Jordan. He's over Yisrael Nevelis. He's over other Yisurim. V'chari has a din of mitzvahs. If he is Takas Adoino and he eats Chazer, then we give him Malkus. We give him Asur, we give him Malkus. If he ran away and he was over Yisurim, he doesn't get why. The Lashon of Rav Natronoi Goin is because as soon as he runs away from the Adoin, he's not Mechuyv B'mitzvahs anymore, he's not more than a Behemah. Now this is fascinating. L'chari, he underwent Tefillah, he has a din of Yisrael that is Mechuyv B'mitzvahs Ki'isha. If somebody would kill him, if another Yisrael would kill him, he's a din of Eretzech, as if he killed a Yid. Doesn't have a din as if he killed a Goin. And still that Lashon, as soon as he runs away, he loses that din. L'chari, that would tell us, Rav Natronoi is proposing, or that's where the Goinim looked at it, that the status, the mitzius of an Eved is a Yisrael biyachas to his Adon. Not that he himself has a shame, has a toya of being a Yid, but that he has a state of being a Yisrael insofar that he's connected to the Adon. But regular that he runs away, he doesn't have that din anymore. The Rav Natronoi Goin compares it to the din of Shvises Behemto. Yisrael is not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. He's also not allowed to have that his animal should do malacha. What is that? The animal has a din of a Shem Shabbos Yid? No. The animal's doing malacha, so to speak, is a subsidiary of the Odin. To a certain extent, that's called the Odin din malacha. If my possessions do something, to a certain extent, that's me doing it. Like a shliach of a person. The Eved is an extension of the Odin. Yad Eved ki yad raboy. In which case, the Eved has to keep mitzvahs and not do averis as an extension of the Odin. But not more than that. The regular he runs away, he's no longer in the framework of being an extension to the Odin. He doesn't have that din. Rav Haigoin, last of the Goin, who clearly argue, and this is the opinion of the Rishonim, the two and Reish Tamach Zayin brings down B'Shem Rav Haigoin, that Achrei Tvilosoi, it's Chalonim Kedushin Yisrael, the din is that he has a din to get Malkus of his over, and he assumes he gets Malkus like Yisrael. And that's again, that's the Rabbi Barzaloni in Lechur was going in framework of the Goin, of the earlier Goin, Natronoi Goin, that the Tvilo is a Tvilo of is an extension of the Yiddishkeit of the Odin, but there's no state of Yiddishkeit that's Chal Eved. He runs away. A Yid, Avap Yisrael, Avap Yishachot Yisrael. He can run as far as he wants. He can go to India, to Tibet, to Afghanistan. A Yid bleibt a Yid. He can't run away from Yiddishkeit. And Eved, as soon as he runs away from his Odin, he's always Eved. Which means that the Yiddishkeit wasn't his in the first place. All it is an extension of the Odin's Yiddishkeit. He runs away, he runs away. The Rabbi Batzalani says the Tvila is the Tvila of the Odin, so to speak. The Rishonim argue on that. It seems to not be the Halacha, and Eved has a Din Yiddishkeit that's Chal on him. So what does that mean? Does that mean he's fully a Yid? He's like an Isha? He has Kedusha like an Isha? What does it mean? Just to put in context, we'll say Maravokim. There's a Gemara in Perek HaShoyel. Gemara in Perek HaShoyel, the end of Bav Metzia, discusses the halacha that Reuven can be a shomer for Shimon. He can have responsibility for Kalim, for Behemoth, or whatnot, that he's given to watch. If Shimon is present with Reuven while Reuven is watching it, the halacha is he does not have a chuyav. It's called the halacha Ba'ol of Imoy. Ba'ol of Imoy means that if the Bailim is together, it's so to speak, he's not really a shomer. He's just performing a service, but it's not pshat that Shimon gave his thing to Reuven to watch because he's there with Reuven. The Gemara says the Ba'al of Imoy is true even if the Bailim is represented by a Shliach together with the Shoimer. It's also Ba'al of Imoy, that's called his present. He's present because his Shliach is present. What about his Eved? So the Gemara discusses what about his Eved? The Gemara says if his wife is there, it's called his present, Ishtik Gufay. What about his Eved? The Gemara says there may be an Eved. It's different. The Gemara goes back and forth. What's the difference? Why should an Eved be different than an Isha? Rashi says because Isha and Eved are different because the Ishtik Gufay, the Eved Yadav Kiyad Rabbi might be different. It's not called a representation of the Odin. Muki Yosef says something interesting. He says because the Isha is a representation of a man. Why? Because she's Mechuyiv B'mitzvahs. Masha'inkin an Eved is only Mechuyiv B'mitzvahs, only Mechuyiv in some mitzvahs. Eved is only mechuyev in some mitzvahs because he's not mechuyev in mitzvahs such as man gram. What about Nietzsche? He's just also not mechuyev in mitzvahs. Kivegas is Tzarchin, isn't it? The Tzarchin Godel. He doesn't understand the Mukiyos. The Chayru was a state. What we have to understand is what the Nebuki Yosef is telling us is that an Eved might be Mukuyiv in the same mitzvahs that an Isha is Mukuyiv, but there's a basic chilik. An Isha is Mukuyiv, is part of the framework of Tayag mitzvahs. She has a tour on mitzvah Seshas Vangam, maybe like the Budraham says, an Isha is Ptura. On Mitzvah Seshas Van Groba, because the Torah wanted her to take care of the house, so the Torah patterned her, the Torah gave her a dispensation on certain mitzvahs. If she's Mekayim, the halakha according to the Ramo is, she could say Vitzivonu, she's part of the framework of all Tayag. An Eved, Be'etzim, is not a Mubar Chiyuva. An Eved, if anything, is Mukhuyiv in certain mitzvahs. He's not part of Tayag. He's not B'nai Bris that he's Mukhuyiv in Tayag and he has a Ptur on certain mitzvahs. He's mechuyev in certain mitzvahs. He's not a full yid. He's not a full yid. Maybe he doesn't have a dinner of ba'al avim. He can't represent the bailim. That's called that the bailim is there. Okay, that's just meaning. But what we see is that even in the mitzvahs, even though he does mitzvahs ki'isha, he might not have the same framework in mitzvahs that an isha has. Like we're saying, the goyim were able to take this far enough. Rav Natchanoy going and the Rav Barzaloni to say that he doesn't have a chiyuv mitzvahs at all. His mechuyev in mitzvahs as an extension of the Odin is mechuyev in certain mitzvahs, but he doesn't have his chiyuv mitzvahs. If he runs away, he's not mechuyev anymore. The same type of discussion we have in the sugya by us in Gittin Mem Aleph. The Gemara says over there, Meshachar Shaloi Kedin. If one is Meshachar and Eved Shaloi Kedin, it's a difficult Gemara. One is Meshachar and Eved Shaloi Kedin, Shura Sadin, any Mechuyiv B'mitzvahs. Sounds like from the Gemara, if somebody is Meshachar and Eved without any justification, says not Mechuyiv B'mitzvahs at all. Rashi says that can't be the Pshat. Rashi says he becomes not Mechuyiv K'ben Choyrin. Shura Sadin, what should be, he's not Mechuyiv in all mitzvahs, but he's still Mechuyiv in mitzvahs. That he was mechuyev. That means that the kedusha that he has, ayde the tefillah that he became a partial yid, they became mechuyev mitzvahs kisha. That of course exists. Who says that he becomes a mechuyev since the shichru was done shaloi kedin? So maybe shura sadin, at least theoretically, it should be that way. The Gemara is saying is that he shouldn't get the mitzvahs as if he's a mechuyev. The shichru shouldn't be chal. According to the Goyim, the Gemara is kipshuta that. At Kama that he's Meshuchah, so he's not an Eved, he's not Shaykh to his Odin anymore, he's not anymore an extension of his Odin, so he's not Mechuyev Mitzvahs. What do you want to tell me? He was Mechuyev, not true. His whole Mekayim Mitzvahs were only because he's an extension of the Odin. If he was Meshuchah, if he's freed, he's not an extension of the Odin anymore. He's not an extension of the Odin anymore, he's not Mechuyev in any Mitzvahs. The Gemara, the Pashtus of the Gemara is certainly like the Goyim. On the other hand, there's a Gemara in Gittin Avchov Gimel Amud Beis where the Gemara talks about an Eved being, the Gemara talks about who could be a Shliach on a get. The Gemara says that one has to be a Goy, can't be a Shliach because he's a cotton. An Eved can't be a Shliach on Geish and Kedushin because he's not a bar Gittin and Kedushin. Kedushin is not Toifis, he can't do a Maisa Geishin, so he can't have the power to be Makadosh and Megarish like a Shliach. We discussed in the beginning of Perek HaShalech, the fourth Perek, what does it mean that he becomes a Megarish and a Megarish? That seems to be the way to understand the Shlichus of Gerish and Kiddush. He has the power to be Megarish and Megarish. He can't. He doesn't have that Koyach. He's not a Bar Gittin and. But what seems to be inherent over there in the Gemara is that Be'etzim he could be a Shliach, even though Shlichus is learned out of Atem Gama Atem, a possible by Afrosh's Truma. When the Gemara teaches us that Shlichus works on anything like Afrosh's Truma, the Gemara says, Ma Atem B'nei Bris, Af Shluchachem B'nei Bris. B'nei Bris? Not the B'nei Bris, the Defamation League. We're talking about the Anti-Defamation League. We're talking about over here, we're talking about B'nai Bris, that he's bound to the Mishaleah, that he can be Shluch HaShalodim Kimoisa, he's from the B'nai Bris. He's connected to the Ordoin, a Goy doesn't have that Yachas, a Goy can't Shliach. So the Gemara says over there clearly that Eved could be a Shliach, except for Geish and Kedushin. Why? Because he's B'nai Bris. Why is B'nai Bris B'mitzvahs? Okay, that sounds like Rashi. Existentially, what he is a Ben Bris. Same way a woman can be a Shliach, because she's a Ben Bris. The fact that she's part of certain mitzvahs doesn't make her ois. Bas Bris, and Eved also is Ben Bnei Bris. Like Rashi says, is Mechuyev B'mitzvahs even without the shechu, he's mechuyev mitzvah, he's a partial Yisrael. How did the Goyim learn that Gemara? L'chor, they're going to have to learn the Gemara that that Be'etzim, even a Goy, theoretically, would be a Shliach, except for the fact that Minu Shlichu is by definition, the concept that goes back to the second parak, the fourth parak, Minu Shlichu is by definition means Kimoisoi. If there's no problem of Kimoisoi, then a goy would also be a shlichu. Moshe, the Gemara says that even though a goy does not have shlichus, Reb Kiveger, the Ktzois, other Gedolei Achorim, the Machane Ephraim, understand that where shlichus doesn't need minu. For instance, chotzer shel adam koyin eloi mitam shlichus. In that context, the chotzer doesn't need to be a minu. If it's my chotzer, it represents me as a shliach. My chotzer can be koyin em chayfitz. My chotzer can be kind of my chayfitz without a minu shlichus. In that context, even a goy has shlichus. Why? Because it doesn't need minui. If there would be no chesor in minui, then a goy would also have shlichus. It could be that an eved be'etzem, as far as who he is b'mo'uth, is like a goy, he's not a ben bris. But since he does l'maisa act as an extension of an odoin, he does have a yachas with Yidden. He is connected. Meaning to say that the problem is that you can't connect him to be Shluchu Shel Adam Kimoisei. But he is connected, because he does represent the Adon as far as his doing mitzvahs, as far as his Chiyuv doing mitzvahs, his Chiyuv not to be Ovi Yisurim is concerned. So because by definition he's a Kimoisei, by definition he's a Ben Bris, so therefore he would have, but Kishala Atzmoi, he wouldn't have that din. That's some of the discussion back and forth. In Mitzvah Hashem, the next year will try to pin down a little bit more of an exact definition. What does it mean? The lashon of the Rambam in the Surah Bia Perikud Beis is Eved Yotze Mechlal Goy V'loy Nichnas Lechlal Yisrael. He's not a Goy, but he's not a Yid. We're saying Tutsodim. Either Batsim is a Goy, but he has a din as an extension of an Adam to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, or he has a din of a Yid, but he doesn't have a full din of a Yid. What does it mean? The Rambam doesn't say that he has some mitzvahs of a Goy, some mitzvahs of a Yisrael, and some din of a Goy. He's Yotzev al Goy, but he's not Nichnas L'cha Yisrael. This is Mechayim, a new definition.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.